anybody can talk about wine. But what you're about to experience is a grape encounter.
There's no better way to enjoy the breathtaking scenery of wine country than touring and tasting by bicycle. That's exactly what we're going to do after we depart quaint Geyserville Inn on two wheels. Well, four, if you include my guide and his bike. On this week's show, we're pedaling wine, literally. Join me as we explore small boutique wineries, rolling vineyards, and the fabulous winery created by Francis Ford Coppola. It's an offer you can't refuse.
Grape Encounters Radio is brought to you by EpicStyle.com, featuring the world's most incredible selection of accessories and innovations for wine lovers.
And now, it's time to experience wine in a totally different way. With your host, David Wilson.
If there's one thing that I believe, it's that every great adventure starts with a good night's sleep. And today's adventure, your grape encounter, you're coming along for the ride. We're going to be bicycling throughout Sonoma County. Yes, indeed, we're going to take the microphones on the road. The day really began waking up at a very special place in a very special little town called Geyserville. It's the Geyserville Inn. That was where I put my head down on the pillow last night, had a wonderful rest, and a wonderful breakfast this morning before suiting up and getting on the road. And I'm very privileged to have with me to start today's show Dan Christensen Jr., who, along with his dad, manages the Geyserville Inn. They actually built the place. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Well, I love being here. Actually, you're having me here. Is how this is actually working. But tell me a little bit about this property. It was a long time coming.
We are the biggest property in Geyserville. There's other B&Bs, but we'll probably be the biggest and only place in Geyserville, which we think makes us a destination spot in Geyserville.
And whenever you hear the word Ville at the end of a city's name, you know that it's not a metropolis. This is a very quaint town. It's got a lot of history, right?
Correct.
And you've been here for how long?
The business has been here for 15 years. We've owned the property since 1982. My father had an idea of having a place up here when he was young and bought the property. In 1986, set off to try and actually have it built, and it took him 10 years and many processes of meeting with people, etc., to get the privilege to build the property. Construction started in 1996, and we opened September 13th, 1997.
Wow. So it's been a pretty nice run up to this point, and you've become a very popular spot here.
We're popular because the wineries are popular, and we couldn't be as busy as we are without them. A hand-in-hand industry, and we love it. We love this industry.
Well, today's adventure is a bicycle adventure, and I think that coming up a little further and getting out of the main areas of Napa, where it's a bit more congested, makes a lot of sense if you're going to just spend the day bicycling and doing some wine touring. You see a lot of bikes in this area, right?
We definitely do. There's actually bike races through this area. We get people who bring their bikes up here. There's bike touring companies. We're fortunate to be in between both the Dry Creek Valley and the Alexander Valley, and people bike in both areas.
And by the way, two of the most amazing wine-producing regions. Alexander Valley wines, off the charts. Dry Creek, same thing. Those areas are how far from where we're sitting right now?
Just go underneath the overpass over here. You're in Dry Creek.
I could throw a rock to it.
You could.
Okay.
And so if you go downtown here to the middle of town and make the left at this only stop sign in town, you'll be in Alexander Valley.
There is only one stop sign.
There is only one stop sign.
And the Alexander Valley is an absolutely beautiful, breathtaking place. Springtime in the Alexander Valley is just gorgeous, but a lot of just amazing off-the-chart wines that come from there. But there's a big difference between Sonoma and Napa in terms of the attitude, the density, and all of these things. They're very different counties. Both make, I think, equally great wines.
I agree with you, David. I think the difference for me, having visited many times to Napa, is I think we're more spread out and Napa's more condensed. Thus, all the people that come to visit our wineries, you know, not in one big bunch. They can go anywhere and not have it be overcrowded. Maybe a little friendlier because we're not
stepping on each other. Yes,
exactly. So we can give a little more service and be a little more friendlier because we're not inundated with people.
So what would your advice be to somebody who wants to have a grape encounter? I didn't say great. I said grape encounter. You want to come up and you really are a wine lover and you really want to enjoy yourself. For me, it's going to be all about bicycling today. Frankly, that takes some of the guilt away. way, you know, because there's so much decadent food and, you know, decadent wine, you're getting a little exercise isn't a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
But there are so many other ways to enjoy wine country. And I think a lot of people think that you come up and you chart a course where you go from one tasting room to the next, to the next, to the next.
To me, it's so much more than that. I'm fortunate to work in the industry. If I were to recommend anything to anybody coming here, I would say know what you like and ask us.
Amen to that, by the way, because you can waste a lot of time doing a lot of things that will not be fulfilling for you.
I very much agree. Know what you like and call us, and we'll let you know the experienced places to be, the small places where you can rub shoulders with the owner or the proprietor of the winery and actually have a one-on-one experience or encounter. That's, to me, the best advice I could give anybody.
So I could call you up and say, look, I'm coming up to Sonoma County. I love big cabs, or I love juicy pinots, or whatever your wine preference is, but I want to go places where they're not pretentious and where I can hang out all day, maybe have a picnic, that sort of thing. And you'll play excursion planner. I mean, you're not actually going to set things up, but you could certainly help somebody build an itinerary.
We could build them a list of places to go. We could actually call up and
do you do that?
We could set it up, yes, providing, you know, we're not overrun with people, but we generally try and do that because we have the relationships already pre-established. So we could actually call and set that up. You could set that up for you, David, on your next trip.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put that on the calendar before we leave here today. If I were to come here and stay here for, say, 2, 3, 4 days at the Geyserville Inn, when people come back from their day out, what are they talking about as being those particularly stellar experiences that they've had? What seems to be the thing you hear the most from people who have been out roaming?
We got to go someplace and have the experience where we couldn't have had it elsewhere. Geyserville, Alexander Valley, Dry Creek, even Russian River, it's all so different. Each winery to me is like a different movie production company in Hollywood. They all have their own stories, and every story is different, which makes it unique. And that's what I hear most is, wow, we didn't know Montemajori existed. What a great winery it was. What a great time to meet the owners.
Exactly. And how many wineries do people have access to, let's say, within a 15, 20-minute radius of this property?
I was hoping you would ask me that.
Do you know?
It's over 100.
Over 100?
Over 100.
Yeah, and you figure you could do 50 a day.
Maybe, David, maybe you could.
I think that's the one thing that people really have the wrong impression about when they first go to a region like this. They think that they can do 20 wineries in a day.
Absolutely not, no.
Four or five, that's the best you're going
to
do.
You won't have the experience by trying to hit that many wineries. To me, the best plan is to spend 3 or 4 days like you were talking about, and be able to have 3 or 4 planned each day so you can have a lasting, memorable experience. And by the way, we're only a half hour from Calistoga here.
Yeah, Calistoga, and then down to, what's the next biggest city that would be? Well, you got Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa, which is about 25 minutes away. Healdsburg is 7-minute drive.
And Healdsburg is a fabulous town.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful place. Yeah, you don't need to go anyplace else. This is a good place to sit and settle. And I got such a good feeling when I arrived here because it was so busy at my last stop, which was great. But this was just so peaceful and laid back. And, you know, for what it's worth, we're sitting outside on a main artery, and you're not hearing a bunch of cars screaming by. You know, every once in a while, it's not congestion that you see in some of the other wine countries. So how many rooms in the inn?
We have 38 rooms in the main building. Back behind our property is a small event building that we have. And we have 2 upscale suites up above that event facility. And we have an apartment that has actually, it's the only room that has a kitchen on the property. And it's on the bottom of that facility. So all told, we have 41.
Tell me about your 7 rows of vines.
We have 6 or 7 rows of Rhone's Inn planted in 1999. We're trying to make some wine that we can maybe sell out of our hotel. 2011 is looking pretty good, getting a lot of favorable feedback about it. And we're hoping to maybe sell that out of the hotel.
Now, you know, this is just the beginning, and this is going to be like an infection, and it'll get completely out of control. And at some point, you're going to be saying, we're making 2,000 cases. You know that, right?
David,
I've never talked to anybody who has said to me what you just said that didn't eventually get the bug so bad that they had to go to some sort of 12-step program to, you know, to tone it back. And I'm not talking about the drinking part, but just the...
David, it sounds like you've been talking to my friends. Just Friday night, my friends were saying, look, you need to to think about buying some bulk wine and, you know, doing exactly what you're saying. We're a small family business, so we do everything very slowly, very cautiously. We're accountants too, so, you know, David, I have no life. I work for three family. I work for my family. I have three businesses, and not much time for much else.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm glad you took the time to sit down and talk to me. By the way, we ate in this wonderful restaurant, which is also yours, the Hoffman House.
Correct.
This is a very old building. You said, by the way, what, 100 years old?
1896, I believe.
1896. Yeah. Got beautifully restored. Great menu. Great food. Right next door to the hotel. You have something that I really like, which is you actually have like patios or balconies off of the real ones instead of the, you know, that 3 feet and a, that you can kind of squeeze yourself onto. It's a very comfortable place to be.
Thank you very, very much.
I appreciate it so much. Dan Christensen Jr. And Dad comes around?
Dad comes around all the time. It's we manage together.
Well, our grape encounter is going to continue. And when we come back, it's hopping on the bicycle and heading out across this countryside. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, and we're going to take you for a ride. But here's the thing. At certain points, you're going to have to pedal because I'll be sipping on my wine with my feet up on the handlebars. There's a purely magical connection between wine and music that is simply undeniable. And no one captures that magic better than former Bad Company bass player Paul Cullen. Paul's private label, California Made Wines, are the perfect companion to his cool and imaginative acoustic jazz, or your favorite wine drinking music. I love Paul's wines and equally enjoy seeing others discover them. Sonata Rosso is a lush fusion of Syrah, Zinfandel, and Cab Franc. Sonata Bianco is a crisp, bright Sauvignon Blanc with a splash of Chardonnay. Sonata Rosé is a blush showstopper. Nicely priced and accessible online at paulcullen.com, you really can't miss with these imaginative wines and Paul's infectious jazz. Uncorked and unplugged. Experience the music and discover Paul Cullen's exceptional wines at paulcullen.net. When it comes to the connection between wine, music, and even food, no one captures the magic better than Paul Cullen at paulcullen.com. And we're lucky to have on the line Keith Sarlos from Sarlos and Sons. And Keith, I just wanted to get you here and have you tell us a little bit about what's new at Sarlos and Sons wine-wise.
Well, what's new at Sarlos and Sons? Well, really soon we'll be sharing our Grenache, 100% Grenache, all grown by us. We're also going to be sharing our Honor and Prepare, which is 100% Petit Syrah, a very big, awesome wine. I love introducing people to it. It's kind of the uncut raw, it's the director's cut, if you will, of our wine. We're also going to be releasing our rosé for the hot summer months, the Heartbeat, and getting ready to bottle quite a few different whites. I mean, it's a pretty exciting time around the winery.
So check it out at sarlosandsons.com. I guarantee you, if you go there often, you'll see a lot of changes, a lot of exciting new wines, and there's nothing that comes out of Sarlos and Sons that isn't absolutely fine. Hey, thanks, Keith, for being with us. And
thank you.
Watch out for our listeners and take good care of them.
We will. Always do.
White.
Say bar,
I say bite,
say shark,
I say him, and George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Royce,
say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is
And we're back with more Grape Encounters Radio, and this is going to be one of the more fun Grape Encounters that we've taken you on in a really long time, because this Grape Encounter is going to be wine tasting by bicycle. Now, we've just had an amazing breakfast at the Hoffman House in Geyserville. You know what you want to do after you've stuffed yourself, gorged yourself with everything imaginable. The next thing you want to do is climb on a bicycle. No, you just want to go back to your room and take a nap, but that's not what we're going to do. And we're here with my own very personal guide. It's Tommy Thompson. Tommy is the crack guide for Getaway Adventures, which is based out of Santa Rosa, California, right?
Yes.
You do this constantly.
Every day.
You're a real bike guy, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I do 20, 30 miles every single day.
Every day.
Work or not.
With or without wine in your system?
Sometimes with wine, sometimes with beer on my own.
Now, I like to go bicycle wine taste. I haven't done it in a long time, and frankly, I've never done it in Napa or Sonoma counties. But people often say, when you go bike riding and wine tasting at the same time, is that, first of all, even feasible?
Well, yeah, we put 5 miles or better between each winery.
Yeah.
So by the time you get to the next one, you've kind of lost your buzz from the last one.
Yeah, but plus you're just tasting wine. It's not like you're sitting there, gulping it down.
Nobody gets drunk on our tours. They get tired and say, hey, can you go back and get the van? I'm tired now.
They have that feeling of satisfaction, don't they?
Oh, yeah, always.
So Mick is wrong. You can get satisfaction.
Anywhere you want here.
Can you fill the water bottles on the bike with wine? Is that permitted?
Actually, you're not supposed to drink in public. So you have to have it has to be covered. You know, if you put it in a dark container that wasn't visible through, yes, it'd be legal.
So when the highway patrol comes by and they see that your water bottle in your rack has a brown paper wrapper around it, they get suspicious about it, then, do they?
Yeah, maybe so.
Right. And your phone's going, what is that jungle sounds that you've got on your phone? All right, so let's quickly tell folks where we're going. We're pulled off on the side of the road here, and we're in Dry Creek.
Yeah, we're in Dry Creek Valley.
Fabulous wine-growing region in California. And we've got a couple of different bikes here.
Yeah, you got a Marin.
Is it Marin or Marin?
Marin. It's like Marin County is made in Marin.
Oh, I always thought it was Marin.
So
okay.
It's a Marin, and yours is a hybrid.
Yes, and that'll be nice. Got
I'm riding a converted cyclocross that I converted into a road bike because I wanted disc brakes on a road bike.
And you'll be blowing my doors off today.
No, I'll just be having fun.
Okay, but I do want to say that Tommy's tasting all the way too, right?
Oh yeah,
that's keeps us at the same level.
Yeah,
kind
of. I will keep up with you.
I think it goes the other way around, but I think to get this right, you will need to drink twice as much wine as I do, and then it'll handicap me perfectly.
You'd probably be about right, you know.
Okay, so we're gonna do for the next little while. We're gonna do like about a 10 mile loop or 5 miles or
yeah,
what is
it's a 10 mile loop. It's 5 miles each way.
Perfect, great.
I want to Zuchiki wine.
And I do want to say that in between breakfast and now, we did sneak in maybe just a little bit of wine tasting.
Yeah, just a couple.
So the system is lubricated, and now we're hopping on the bikes and we're gonna get up and go with Getaway Adventures, based out of Santa Rosa. And you can actually, if you want to arrange a bike tour adventure with them, you can call 800-499-BIKE, right?
Yeah, or getawayadventures.com.
Yeah, any of that will work. And in the meantime, you're going to ride with us. Occasionally, I'm going to take my feet off of the pedals and put them on the handlebars, and you listeners will have to pedal for a while because, you know, it's not free to listen to Grape Encounters Radio. You have to pull your oar, or in this case, pedal your bike.
I charge extra for tandem riders, too.
Okay, all right. All right, so we're off down the road again with my guide, Tommy Thompson, with Getaway Adventures, and we are going to have some fun in Sonoma County. Okay, so Tommy and I are now about, 4 miles down the road?
Yeah, about 4 miles into it.
Rolling hills up and down, and it's vineyards everywhere you look, right?
Yeah, Zinfandel's gorgeous, gorgeous vine to look at.
I love, by the way, these bike roads because they're not heavily traveled by cars at all. But a lot of cyclists out here.
Yeah, this is Levi Leppheimer's training route.
Okay.
He comes up through here a lot. So
now, the minute I say that, here comes a car, and it's those darn Priuses. You can't hear them coming.
Can't hear them coming, yeah.
That's the most dangerous thing that ever happened to bicyclists. Did you say they're actually going to put some sort of noise built into the Prius so that we'll know?
Yeah, they're going to make a restriction, so they have to make noise because blind people step out from a corner and get hit. Don't even hear it coming.
Yeah. So now, when you take people out here, how many people actually complete the ride, and how many say, you know what? I've had too much wine. Come pick me up.
It's about 75% completion, usually.
And the 25% are perfectly happy to get that ride.
Yeah, I mean, you ride back to town, get the van, come out here and pick them up, then follow the rest of them.
All right, so we've pedaled up a few. There's some fairly stiff hills, but they're short. By the time you're worn out, you're already up at the top and over it again.
Yeah, they're not even a football field long.
We'll catch up with you in just a minute. It's David Wilson with Grape Encounters. Our Grape Encounter today, bicycling in beautiful Sonoma County in the Dry Creek Valley, along with my very special guide, Tommy Thompson. And we'll check with you down the road.
We'll get back on the bike in just a moment, but I wanted to tell you about an amazing vacation opportunity that you'll want to be part of. Join me for the cruise of a lifetime as we sail from Venice to Istanbul aboard the Regent Seven Seas Mariner next April 14th through the 24th. Explore Montenegro, Athens, Santorini, Rhodes, Ephesus, and Istanbul. We'll have private wine tastings, food and wine pairings, talks about wine, and exclusive parties aboard one of the world's most inclusive luxury cruise ships. For more information, click the link on grapeencounters.com or call Sterling Travel at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. In a moment, our cruise by bicycle continues on Grape Encounters Radio.
Tired of being caught unprepared? Want to be a good scout? That's what we thought. With Napkin by JNC Enterprises, you can be Johnny on the spot and be prepared for unexpected messes. The Napkin is one very clever product. These little beauties are barely the size of a small breath mint, but they come to life as a durable, convenient, and sturdy hand towel with just a few drops of water. You'll want to keep a supply of napkins everywhere you would keep a hand towel, paper towel, wash rag, or moist towelette. Napkin is all of these things in one very compact little tablet. Use it to wipe greasy hands, remove makeup, and even to entertain dinner guests. You never know when Napkin will come in handy. Get Napkin at napkinjnc.com. It's completely eco-friendly and made of 100% recycled paper. Clean your environment and keep the environment clean with Napkin from napkinjnc.com.
One of these days, I'm going to get in trouble for picking on pretentious people. Who knows, you know, I may go home one night, pull back the covers, and find a turned-up nose in my bed. Look, if you're a wine lover who really is put off by pretentiousness, if you want to discover more ways to have fun with fermented fruit, if you're always looking for new wine-related adventures and discoveries, then check out GrapeEncounters.com. GrapeEncounters.com has a huge library of audio adventures covering topics you're just not going to hear anyplace else. It's fun, fascinating, and it's free. Hey, there's something funny about this wine. So join us at the corner of fermented and demented. It's GrapeEncounters.com. Come on, give us a taste. When it comes to wine, it's the most fun that you can have without turning your feet purple. GrapeEncounters.com.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm gonna wake you up early, 'cause I'm gonna take a ride with you. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear, it's all right.
All right, so we're back with more Grape Encounters Radio, and you notice that there's an echo. And the reason there's an echo is because we got off the bicycle, because it was getting hot outside, and because Tommy was taking me up one too many hills. But we coasted down to the bottom of a hill, and there at the bottom was the Zakiki Winery. And a great place with great wines, and we are now in the Zakiki Barrel Room with Katrina.
Hi.
Who has snuck us back here. And you've got a thief in your hand.
As I do.
Can you do you think you could actually do this talk on the microphone and steal a little wine from the barrel at the same time?
Well, if I spill, it's going to be your fault.
It's going to be my, if you spill, that's quite all right. Just make sure it makes it to my mouth. Look at that. Wow. Okay, so she's actually, she's a very generous pourer, by the way. Now, tell me a little bit about the winery and the wines that we have here.
Very small. He makes about 1,700 cases, 90% of which sell out before they're bottled.
Really?
As futures. He only focuses on what he has on the property, which is Zinfandel, Petit Sirah, and Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, this is lovely.
I'm just pouring.
Oh, I don't really use words like lovely, but this is good, you know? This is really exciting. I like this.
I just poured you the 2011 Estate Zinfandel. It comes from the youngest section on the property, which is about 40 years old.
Yeah, you're happy with this wine, aren't you?
I think it's really yummy right now. I don't
see
think...
yummy's the right word for this, yeah.
I the winemaker believes that it needs more time in
What's
the barrel.
What's the most pretentious word that you've ever heard used to describe this wine?
The most pretentious word?
That you've ever heard anybody use to describe... Actually, it could be this wine or any other. And do you throw pretentious people out?
Absolutely.
I'll bet you don't. Anyway, all right. I gave you a hard question.
You did.
That's it. Okay, but anyway, this wine's going to do very well. And we have how much of this that's been made?
425 cases.
425 cases. Yeah, it's very nice. Okay, and what else do we have in here?
I get to pour you the old vines in as well.
Oh, my gosh. And then I'm supposed to get back on the bicycle.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's how it's done. All right. So this is, wait, I want to take one more sip. I'm not dumping this yet. She's like pointing to the drain in the floor, but I'm not ready yet. Hang on a second. Okay. I'm ready now.
Yeah, I think it's yummy now. The fruit is really bright, spectacular.
That's beautiful. Okay. This is a team effort here. We've got Tommy Tour Guide is holding the glass. Katrina's got the thief in the barrel. For those who don't know what a thief is, it's a little device you stick in, and it sucks up a little wine, and then you dump it in your glass, and you're done.
Like a pipette on steroids.
It actually looks like something that you would get in a head shop.
Turkey baster.
A turkey baster, yeah. or something, kind of an instrument your doctor might have. Anyway, I'm just speculating. All right, anyway, here we go.
So it's fun to compare the two zins. I just poured you the old vines in. Everything's identical except for the age of the vine. Same vineyard, picked the same morning, same grape. Just these vines are 85 years old.
I actually think I'm going to take a barrel of this with me. This is nice. It's going to be, I don't know about the tires, if they can handle the pressure. But anyway, no, this is beautiful. All right. And we're making how much of this?
He made 780 cases.
Do you drink wine every day?
Absolutely.
You have to, don't you? It's part of the job, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you ever get tired of it?
No.
Okay. So it's Zakiki Family Winery and located in the Dry Creek Valley.
Correct.
And if you wanted to find the wines, you would go to
ZakikiFamilyVineyard.com.
Is this a question for me? Because you would know better than I.
707-433-4410.
You just gave the phone number.
It's because Steve is so low-key, he doesn't do a lot of the computer.
Okay.
So the phone is, he likes to keep it more intimate.
You know what?
Talk on the phone.
Google it, folks. It's Z-I-C-H-I-C-H-I. And thank you for taking us back here.
Thank you.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
And Grape Encounters Radio is back, and we're off the bicycles. We have made a stop at one of the hottest spots in Sonoma County. It is the Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Everybody's familiar with Francis Ford Coppola's wines. And we're here with another well-known name in alcoholic beverages, Remy Martin. Except you're not the guy who actually makes the Remy Martin cognac, right?
No, I wish. That would be really nice.
That really is your name.
It really is. God-given.
Mom and Dad had a sense of humor.
Indeed. They're wonderful people.
And a drinking problem as well.
Still do.
All right. So this used to be the old Chateau Souverain.
Correct.
And Mr. Coppola took it over. What a great place to stop. This is probably the only, this is the only winery, right, where you can find bikini-clad wine tasters, right?
As far as I know, we are the only winery in the world that has a public swimming pool. We do insist that you cover up before you taste the wine, but we have a bar outside where you can get a cocktail.
So what we're talking about is right in front of us is a very nice swimming pool. There's some fountains shooting water out of it. And then there are, do we call them cabanas? Is that what they're called?
Francis calls them cabines.
Cabines, okay. And what's inside the cabines?
Essentially, there's a mirror, there's a shower head, there's a full-length mirror, there's a bench, an electrical outlet, and a lock on the door. So you can lock your clothes up for the day, go swimming all afternoon, zip in there, take a little shower, change your clothes.
Can you take a nap in there? Is there enough room for that? No, that's
small.
A no. I'm going to take that as a no. But the idea is that you rent one of those, and you bring all your stuff, and then you hang out by the pool all day long. And it's a completely different concept in enjoying wine.
Absolutely. Francis's goal is food, wine, family, adventure, and he really wanted to have some sort of entertainment for people of all ages.
This is so what we're all about, by the way, at Grape Encounters Radio, is how do you have the maximum, or how do you get the maximum enjoyment out of your wine tasting adventure? And, you know, you can only stand at the bar so much, right? And it gets a little tiring after a while.
Absolutely.
So these people are feasting on some absolutely beautiful pizzas, right? Mm. The food's good here.
Mm. It's delicious, really. The whole menu is fantastic.
And the creator of the menu is?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Well, there you go.
He loves to cook, design the whole menu himself.
Yeah. So if you want to go out and you want to have a wine tasting adventure and you don't want to stare at a bunch of drunk old people talking pretentious language at a wine bar, you can come here instead and you can look at hot men and women, right?
They both show up, yes. They
both
do.
Show up and they're lounging out by the pool, and you can actually drink wine by the pool, right?
Absolutely. We have plastic Govino glasses out here. You can get a cocktail.
You
a
know what?
Wine.
I so was hoping you wouldn't
cold
say
beer.
That. Plastic, okay? But acrylic or plastic? It's plastic.
It's plastic. Honestly, I don't know. I'm sorry.
You don't know.
You can edit that out.
Well, I was thinking, you know, acrylic might be. I think they are acrylic glasses, actually.
They're and built for drinking wine.
And but anyway, you can sit by the pool and you can drink wine all day. And you only serve your wines here, I imagine.
Nope. Actually, as a stipulation of our liquor license, we had the opportunity to either serve all of our wines or serve some other people's wines. So you can buy other people's wines here at our bar as well. If you go to our tasting bar, we have a plethora of wines that are open that are exclusive to this winery that are Francis Coppola wines.
All right. I actually respect Francis Ford Coppola even more for that, you know, not making it an exclusive Coppola thing. So what else will we see when we walk around the property?
You'll see our four regulation size bocce ball courts. We have a stage that's a...
Which, by the way, everybody's playing bocce ball in their bikinis as well.
Absolutely. It's outside. I am a fan of any activity you can do with one hand. I like anything that you can also drink a glass of wine or cold beer. I play golf one-handed, so that all goes on out by the pool. I can't even tell you how many people will show up when we open at maybe 11 o'clock, 11:30 in the morning, and they're like, oh, we're just here to do some wine tasting, and next thing you know, it's 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and they've been hanging out here all day enjoying the nice scenery and the nice food and the nice weather.
And the setting, by the way, is absolutely beautiful. Now, this area is called what?
Alexander Valley.
This is Alexander Valley, actually.
Alexander Valley, Geyserville, California.
And borders Dry Creek, right?
It does. Dry Creek is going to be right, let's see, I guess that's our west over those hills right there.
Yeah, this is like Disneyland for adults, I think, actually.
You're not the first person who's made that comparison.
Yeah, this is something very special. Plans to continue to expand this and change this?
As far as I know, it's sort of poco a poco, you know, one thing at a time. We're sort of just getting into our third real busy summer. As far as I know, no major plans to expand. Everybody seems to be pretty happy, but one of the things about working for a movie director is that he's constantly having new ideas, new visions, and he's constantly wanted to institute, make things better and institute change in a positive way.
So people that are staying in the area, they'll leave their hotel room in the morning, and then they'll come and they'll spend the day here. This is a destination winery, but you can't stay the night here.
Exactly. We call it a day resort. So unfortunately, we're not permitted for overnight accommodations. People come. They love to just hang out for the whole afternoon, get a little tan, have some nice food and some nice wine.
What time does it close?
Our tasting bar and pool close at 6 o'clock. Our restaurant inside, we actually kind of have two restaurants on property, the poolside cafe, has a little different menu. It actually closes at the same time the pool does. Our inside restaurant, Rustic, Francis's favorite, will stop seating at 9 o'clock.
Wonderful. So I guess we'll move along and you'll make me an offer I can't refuse, right?
I'm going to make him an offer, Kevin.
You're not the first person who's made that joke either.
I'm imagining that I'm not the last either. Okay. Remy Martin taking us on a tour of the Francis Ford Coppola winery. You got to see it to believe it, gang. It's absolutely beautiful. Setting is breathtaking in 360 degrees, really. And the weather today is perfect. And everything about it is fantastic. I even see people drinking pina coladas, which is something that you don't see at a winery.
Bloody Mary's usually in the morning, pina coladas kind of afternoon, a little wine tasting in between, you know, a cold beer if you need one. We aim to please.
Now, do you like pina coladas and taking walks in the rain? We'll be back with more Grape Encounters Radio in just a moment.
Okay, well, I have to admit, with the amazing pool, bocce ball courts, delicious food, and scintillating sunshine, we ended up hanging out at the Francis Ford Coppola Winery a lot longer than I planned. Remy Martin, our guide, took us on a very special behind-the-scenes tour that was purely amazing. I got to sit at the Godfather's desk and run my hands across an actual Tucker. That's a very rare car for those who don't know. It was a beautiful day and great people watching, and I'm sure they wondered what two sweaty guys in bike shorts were doing hanging around the pool. If they listen to the radio, they'll surely find out. After we left the Coppola Winery, guilt got the best of me, so I asked Tommy Thompson from Getaway Adventures if we could ride bikes a little longer, and that's exactly what we did. In fact, we logged another 10 to 12 miles before sunset. I was really pushing it as I had to get back to the airport, so I thanked Tommy for his amazing hospitality and jammed to the San Francisco airport, a place that can, unfortunately, put a damper on even the best trip. But alas, my suitcase was stuffed with great wines, and as long as they make it home unscathed, long lines at security and the worst system for checking in rental cars wasn't going to put a damper on my terrific journey. When I got to my destination after a modestly long wait, I saw my suitcase sliding down the baggage chute. It hit the bottom with a serious thud. I held my breath, hoping not to see wine trickling from the case and praying that I wouldn't discover that all of my clothes had been tie-dyed. All was just fine. The Gadget Guru is up next on Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson. Whether it's a birthday gift, anniversary gift, or a housewarming gift, a lot of people love to give wine, but are often torn about what wine to give. So I have an alternative suggestion. And on the line is Tom Silberkleit, who created that suggestion. Tom?
Hey, David, I wanted to let you know that people are calling me to ask if we would send them an autographed copy of one of our books, The California Directory of Fine Wineries.
That's totally cool, but an autographed copy takes a little bit of time. If somebody doesn't have the time to wait for that, what else can they do?
So I highly suggest Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or independent bookstores. That's the best way to get these books.
But if they want an autographed copy, how do they do that?
You know, I'll be happy to do it. They can contact me via my website, californiafinewineries.com, and we will personally autograph a copy to whoever the folks would like.
It's the greatest photographic tribute to California's finest wineries, the California Directory of Fine Wineries. The St. Mark's in the Valley Cellar Classic is an auction of rare and fine wines like no other, and it's going to take place on Saturday, July 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. in beautiful Los Olivos, California. Wine journalist and renowned travel writer Gabe Saglier has named the St. Mark Cellar Classic one of the top 10 not-to-miss wine events and noted that previous events gave the fancy Napa auction a real run for its money. This is a very rare opportunity to own a 100-point 1947 Cheval Blanc, the one-of-a-kind 18-liter San Ynez Valley Rhone blend, a 1961 Latour, or even a 2009 etched magnum of the highly coveted Roussac Catalina Island Zinfandel. The St. Mark's Classic, Saturday, July 28th, will be an unforgettable summer evening in Los Olivos that you shouldn't miss. To make your reservations, click on the St. Mark's Cellar Classic link at grapeencounters.com or email steve@clopepe.com. That's steve@clospepe.com. Well, you might have noticed that there's one person who was not on the bicycle with us today in Sonoma County, and it is the Gadget Guru. And you would think that Matt Dubow would have been there, because what better wine-tasting gadget than a bicycle? Matt, you missed out.
I know. I'm so bummed.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ride bikes?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Now, are you a hybrid kind of a guy, a mountain bike kind of a guy, or would you be a road bike kind of a guy?
I would say it's more of a hybrid.
And so sort of slightly wide tires, but not really.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever done bicycle wine tasting?
I have never done that.
Oh, man. I tell you what, it is the most fun. And the more wine tasting you do, the more fun the bicycle riding gets. I did spend some time the last couple of days exploring the Epic Style website.
Yeah.
And I tell you, kind of for personal reasons, too, because this is the time of year that I start actually doing my holiday shopping.
Okay.
You don't believe that, do you?
No, I believe it.
No, I do, because I cannot I cannot stomach going to malls. I absolutely hate it.
Uh-huh.
And everybody that knows me and everybody that gets a gift from me always gets a wine-related gift. And, you know, a couple of years ago when I didn't know about EpicStyle.com and when you weren't involved in the show, you know, I would, like, comb through the wine stores and, you know, people who sold cool gifts and, you know, the retailers that sell kitchen stuff to try to find really cool stuff. And then you get to EpicStyle.com and it's like, oh, great. Because now there's like 50,000 things to choose from and not really sure where to go with all that. So you have most of the holiday stuff in at this point in time, or I'm guessing pretty much all of it, right?
Pretty close, yeah. I would say we probably have 90% of the items in stock right now. I think you probably had seen all the cork cage ornaments, which we do fabulous with.
I had an idea about that, and you're probably not going to like it, so I probably shouldn't tell you this.
But go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, in the cork cage ornaments, here's how this works. They're like little baby cork cages.
Right.
And then they have a cork in them.
Yeah.
And the cork is sort of a to from. It's like a gift tag, kind of, right?
Right.
Okay, but see, I had this idea of taking out your cork and putting in a cork from a really great bottle of wine that I had consumed, and the cork was stashed in my cork cages, right?
Okay.
So in other words, it could be like a $200 bottle of wine. I take the cork out and I put it in there, and then I write a little note on it like, "Sorry, you couldn't have joined us."
I would take that as a little mean, but I don't know how happy I'd be if I got a cork like that.
Seriously funny, don't you think? And I've got corks going back 20 years at least, because I started saving them 20 years ago. I think it's safe to say that if God ever came to me and said, "David, I need you to build me an ark," I could do it out of corks.
When are you going to start working on that?
Well, when it starts raining, I guess. But the little mini cork cage ornaments, those are pretty fantastic. I mean, they're not really, I guess they are ornaments, right? Do people put them on the tree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and actually we sell, and a lot of people buy these because they like to display them. It's a little metal tree that you can actually unfold and put all your ornaments on.
So tell me what kinds of things you have that I could put on my tree.
The ornament.
Those are way better than any ornament that you can go buy in a holiday shop.
They're just,
because they're metal, you know, and they're like substantial. But don't try to put them on a wimpy tree, right? Because they have a little weight to them.
A little weight, but they'll still stick on there. And then we also have the glass ornaments, which do really well as well. And some of the new ones, they have little sayings on them. It says, "Get your merry on" and "Let's get lit." I would say those are some of the most popular holiday items that we have. And people just love them and give them as gifts.
So, I mean, the nice thing about it is that you could be done with Christmas. Let's say you have 20 people that you got to get gifts for. And the nice thing is it's pretty safe to bet that most people drink wine now.
Right.
So you just order 20 of the ornaments.
And you're good.
And they look, by the way, they look like they're worth three times what you pay for them. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, they have substance and value. And the cork cage is the same way. You can get a cork cage, and you could put a good bottle of wine in the cork cage,
right,
but they're going to like the cork cage more than the wine.
People really, really enjoy the cages.
I'm sure that I told you this, but in fact, it's kind of how I met you originally, but I just kind of want to remind you of this,
okay,
is that I had gone to one of the big retailers, and I mean a big retailer, but we don't say their name unless they, you know, pay to advertise.
Right.
But it was a big retailer, and that's where I first saw the cork cages.
Okay.
And I had gone there to get wine. I was just going to get nice bottles of wine, put them in gift bags, and then I was going to give them to people I do business with, family and friends and that sort of thing. And it was all going to be about wine. Dead serious. I see the cork cages, and I go, "Oh, those are nice, but I can't afford those." I'm talking to the clerk there, and she goes, "Well, they're not expensive at all." "Well, how much are they?" And she shows me. And I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't, I can't quote it because the price probably isn't the same today, but it was inexpensive. And so I ended up getting like a nice bottle of wine, but not an expensive bottle of wine. And I just subtracted the cost of the cork cage from the price of what I was going to spend for the bottle of wine, you know, to give people. And then they got both.
Yeah, it's a great gift.
And it makes the wine taste better. If you know, get the, I mean, not all of the cork cages will hold a bottle of wine, but some of them do. And it just looks fantastic.
It's a great gift. It's just a little different than a wine gift bag, and it just adds that little special touch.
And you don't have to wrap it. That's the thing. You put the bottle in the cork cage. You put a ribbon on it and attach a note or a card or whatever you want to do. Or better yet, attach an ornament with the to and from on the cork. And you walk into the party or whatever. Everybody looks at your gift and goes, ooh, that's nice.
People, then they want to know where they can get it.
That was a sincere commercial, Matt, by the way. Just so you know.
I appreciate
it. I was just totally honest. That really did happen. I'm not making any of this up. And if any listener wants to call me on this one, I've got my receipts. And I didn't get a special deal from Matt Dubow. I didn't even know him when I did it.
We didn't know each other.
I fell in love with the product. You'll fall in love with the products at epicstyle.com. You will.
Yes, you will.
Now, in the meantime, Matt, next time we go bike riding, get your butt on a cycle and come with us.
I would love to. Okay. That'd be fun. I'm missing out.
Hey, how about a bicycle cork cage? Bicycles and wine go together really well. We need more bicycle stuff.
I'm just afraid if I'm bike riding and I'm drinking wine, I'm crashing.
Well, that might be fun to watch.
Maybe for you.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to leave it on that note, Matt. Next week, I expect by next week that you will have set a date for us to go bicycle wine tasting.
Okay.
On Grape Encounters Radio with Matt Dubow. Check him out at epicstyle.com, the gadget guru, except no substitutes. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Science.